Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Brian Schaefer?
This is Brian Schaefer.
Thank you very much. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
About 45.
Thank you very much. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Is it cement mason, plasterer, refractory bricklayer, stone mason, mason helper or finisher, tile or marble finisher, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, bricklayer, marble mason, tile setter, PCC restoration?
Bricklayer and refractory.
Oh, refractory. We do have a refractory. Okay, thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey or level mechanic, or foreman?
Journey foreman.
We do have them in different categories. Which one would you want me to record?
Journeyman.
Journeyman, thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
I'm retired.
Okay. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
I'm retired. I retired almost 12 months ago. I haven't been looking for work.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I'm not really sure. I don't know. About the same.
About the same. Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Probably fewer, I guess.
Fewer, thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
I'm not sure. I really don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Probably more.
Thank you. And now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Get worse.
Now, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job?
Ma'am, I'm retired. I'm retired.
So okay. Would you say there are no real concerns or something else? Or would you want to go by observation?
For me, there are no concerns because I'm retired. I'm not working. Do you get it?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
And did you attend that meeting in person or online?
In person.
Thank you. Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
Picketing?
What?
Picketing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Thank you very much. So in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
In the past 12 months,
you know?
Ma'am, I've been retired. You get it? I've
okay,
been retired. I'm not
fine.
Working. I haven't been on a job.
Yes.
So why
did
you call me on a Sunday night at this time?
Yes, so we do need retirees' opinions, but we do need these questions as well. So changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. The first one is the internet or social media, radio, friends and neighbors, cable news, print or online newspapers, local TV news programming. And please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being...
I don't know. I don't. I get my news from all over. I take it all in and evaluate it from there. 5
yes,
on every one.
Unfortunately, I cannot answer for you, and I would really appreciate if you help me ranking them.
I don't know. I don't get social media. What do you call social media? I get my news from the news and from seeing what's happening in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But which source is the one that you are most likely to get your news from? What which would be the first? Is it the internet or social media, radio, friends and neighbors, cable news, print or online newspapers, or local TV news programming?
What's the difference between TV news and cable news? It all comes across the cable. What's cable news and what's TV? What's the difference?
Well, local TV news programming is the ones that are locally. Cable news are the national channels.
Okay, cable news are most likely.
Cable news. After cable news, which one is the more likely, or are
local.
You most likely to get your the
local
TV news? After local TV news programming, which one would be the source that you're most likely to get?
Newspapers.
After online newspapers, is it more likely for you to get your news from the internet or social media, radio, or friends and neighbors?
Radio.
Thank you. After radio, is it more likely for you to get your news from friends and neighbors or the internet or social media?
Friends and neighbors.
Thank you very much. And now, which cable network is your preferred news source? Is it Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, or another news channel?
Fox News.
Thank you. And which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Is it the environment, education, healthcare, jobs and the economy, immigration, support for labor unions, foreign policy, or something else?
The economy.
The economy, thank you. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes.
And would you say you have seen, heard, or read just a little, some, or a lot about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Are we talking about over a lifetime?
Over a lifetime. Could be. Recently as well.
Yeah, a fair amount.
So how should I record it? Some or a lot?
Some.
Thank you. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payments of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say that it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federally elected officials support it?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wages?
I'm not going to answer that.
That's fine. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
I'm undecided on that.
Okay.
I don't know enough about it.
Thank you. And please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall?
Disapprove.
And do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
And what about the job he has done on support for labor unions?
I don't know that he's done anything.
Okay, that's fine. And what about the job he has done on immigration?
Disapprove.
Do you strongly disapprove it or somewhat disapprove it?
Strongly.
And what about the job he has done on the economy?
Disapprove strongly.
Thank you. Healthcare?
Disapprove strongly.
And what about the job he has done on foreign affairs?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling this job?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now changing the subject, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
No, strongly will vote.
Thank you. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yeah, I find it important to receive information.
Now, turning back to BIC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, fair, good?
How would I do what?
How would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you rate it as good? Would you rate it as poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Now, how could the union best improve its representation and service? This is an open-ended question. I can tap your answer.
Just to be more open-minded. To be more
open-minded in what way?
Open-minded about fairness for the national workers and not worried so much about getting immigrants and foreign people into the local. Worry about the local national people that's here first instead of trying to be, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is.
Okay.
Trying to be too diverse.
Okay.
Too woke.
Okay,
you hit that
so
word,
what
woke?
I got, yes. Okay, so what I got was just to be more open-minded about fairness for the national workers and not worry too much about immigrants and foreigners.
What's that now?
And that was what I got from your answer, just to be more open-minded about fairness for the national workers and not worry too much about immigrants and foreigners. Also, not to be too woke.
Yeah.
Thank you. And what do you think?
How do you like that answer? Not what you're looking for.
The next question is, what do you think about the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? Or what is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Getting work.
Thank you very much. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is it from email, mail, union meetings, text messages, or job site?
Email.
And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple times a year, or four or more times a year?
Probably at least a couple times a year. Quarterly, if that was an answer.
Okay, thank you.
A couple times a year.
And now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you... We are almost there.
Yeah,
we're almost there. Just a few.
8 o'clock on Sunday night.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that. But yeah, we're almost finished. We're at 90%, and the last few questions go by really fast. So, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Democrat or what?
Whatever other designations that are.
Was there only two answers for that? How about independent?
Okay. Yes, thank you. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican Party or the Democratic Party?
Republican Party.
Thank you. And just to be sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
My what? Race?
Your race.
American.
Yes. And this is just for making sure that we have the right quotas.
The right what?
The right quotas.
The right quotas.
Yes.
So that's a problem, man, it's the right quotas. I'm American.
Okay, that's fine then.
100%.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisors, can I have just your first name?
B.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. Now you're free. So thank you very much for your participation, sir. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Have a wonderful night.
Good night.
Thank you.